Wholesaling Studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. It's time to get all the info you need on the Vanderbilt Commodores. This is the Anchor Down Podcast with Vanderbilt reporter Max Hurd.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it, Max.
On Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN
102.5 The Game.
And the Game Nashville app.
It's time to Anchor Down. And listen up to the Anchor Down Podcast here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. My name's Max Hurst, talking Vandy Boys baseball here on Monday, May 3rd. Commodores lose 2 out of 3 on the road at Florida after winning Friday night. But this Monday's episode is not a series recap episode. We're going a different route this week with a topic that is finally back in the baseball world this week. That's minor league baseball. The new realigned 4-level minor league baseball opens up this week, including our hometown Nashville Sounds. And after the 2020 season was completely canceled, no games were played at any affiliated level of minor league baseball, there are a lot of changes. The entire structure of minor league baseball was taken in by Major League Baseball, who now owns the whole process, and 3 levels were cut. 2 levels of rookie ball were cut, and 1 level of A-ball were cut. So now you've got AAA, AA, High A, and Low A. Those are the only full season teams, or teams of any kind. There's no more short season. Every major league team has those 4 affiliates, plus complex leagues that will play rookies and younger prospects at spring training complexes. Other than that, every other team is gone. All 4 levels start play this week across the country, and we've got 4 former Vanderbilt baseball players who represent how these changes have affected a lot of different guys across the minor league structure. Those 4 recent Commodores, kind enough to join us to talk about their experience as minor league baseball gets back to play. Former Vanderbilt shortstop Connor Kaiser played for Vandy from 2016 to 2018 for 3 years. He was the 86th overall pick in the 3rd round of the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 2018 draft. He played short season ball and A-ball in 2018, the year he was drafted. 2019, he stayed at A-ball, where he finished 2018 for that entire season. Now, he skips 2 levels and jumps up to AAA. Next up, we'll talk to Justin Wilson, who transferred into Vandy from Volunteer State Junior College and pitched for the Commodores in 2018 after rehabbing Tommy John surgery in 2017. Wilson is from Oakland High School in Murfreesboro and was drafted out of Vanderbilt by the Yankees in the 23rd round of the 2018 draft. He pitched in the Appalachian League rookie ball in his draft year, and then in 2019 stayed in extended spring training, then pitched in the short season New York Penn League, and now, after no minor league ball this year, his full season minor league baseball debut will come in High A. Our 3rd interview will be Rhett Wiseman, all-time Vandy Boys fan favorite, without a doubt. Commodore outfielder from 2013 to 2015. 3rd round pick of the Nationals in 2015, 103rd overall. He is the minor league veteran of the group that you'll hear from today. This will be his 5th full minor league season. And if you include a 2020 season that didn't happen and a 2015 season that was his draft year, so he was only in pro ball for part of it, this is his 7th calendar year as a minor league baseball player. He has seen it all, and as he reports back to the AA Harrisburg Senators, where he also played in 2019, he can proudly state that the 3 minor league teams he played for prior to Harrisburg are all now defunct. Rhett will be our 3rd interview, and look at the episode description, by the way, on whatever podcast platform you're using to listen, to see the times of each of these interviews. If you want to go around, listen to different guys, we'll have the timestamps in there so you can skip ahead to hear each interview individually if you would like. Our 4th and final interview, the all-time wins leader in Vanderbilt baseball pitching history. Patrick Raby was the winning pitcher in 32 games over 4 seasons from the Commodores from 2016 to 2019. He was drafted in the 17th round as a senior after winning the national championship in 2019. Pitched at a couple of rookie ball levels in 2019 for the Reds, and now he is out of baseball. Raby decided to retire earlier this year, and he will explain that process in our fourth and final interview of the day. So again, we got Connor Kizer, Justin Wilson, Rhett Wiseman, and Patrick Raby coming up here on the Anchor Down podcast. Want to extend a big thank you to all four of those guys for just explaining their process to me, and I think you'll learn a lot from these interviews. I certainly did. Four guys with very different perspectives on the minor league structure and go in different places. Connor Kizer will be with the AAA Indianapolis Indians in the Pirates organization. Justin Wilson will be with the High A Hudson Valley Renegades in the Yankees organization. Rhett Wiseman will be with the AA Harrisburg Senators in the Nationals organization. And Patrick Raby, again, retired from baseball earlier this season. So we'll start off with Connor Kizer, third round pick of the Pirates, 86th overall in 2018. In 2019, he played at A-ball the entire year with the Greensboro Grasshoppers, and now he is reporting to AAA, skipping two levels on the minor league ladder in the new realigned 2021 minor league baseball season. And you'll hear from Connor, as all three of the guys reporting to places are, Kizer, Wilson, and Wiseman. Joining me on the phone, driving up from spring training up to their minor league assignments. Welcome to the life of a minor league ball player right there. Connor Kizer's first up here on our minor league look around, Vandy Boys edition of the Anchor Down podcast. You can subscribe to the Anchor Down podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. Connor Kizer in his car where he's been for most of the last couple months. Connor, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Max.
The life of a minor leaguer, and you will be starting the season in AAA for the first time with the Indianapolis Indians, the AAA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. What has this last year plus been like for you, and what have the last month or two been like kind of as a culmination to that, getting back to normalcy?
Yeah, so the past, I guess, year and a half, spring training of 2020. My wife and I were down in Florida for about a month and a half, and then we ended up moving back to Nashville. I was lucky to do an internship with Coach Baxter and with the team. So I was there for the fall, and then my wife and I ended up buying a house back in Kansas City. So we moved back there, and then we were there until camp, spring training, and then I went to Pittsburgh first, and then down to Florida, and then I'm driving back up to Pittsburgh to do intake. So,
what did that internship consist of with Vandy?
Just kind of shadowed, the staff and what their day to day was like. Helped with a variety of different things. So, interacted with the players. Help with the on-field stuff. So kind of a bunch of different things.
That's awesome. We're talking with Connor Kizer, former Vandy shortstop and now minor leaguer with the Pittsburgh Pirates here on the Anchor Down podcast. And Connor, over that last year, obviously, if you were in and around the Vandy facility, you had some ability to do this. But what were you doing to practice? What were you doing to keep your game fresh, both hitting and fielding?
Yeah, I got super lucky to kind of use the facility. So I would go in, kind of work out in the morning and take care of all that. And then, we sort of started a little after lunchtime with the team. So, I was lucky to be there pretty much the whole day during the fall. And, I really enjoyed it.
You don't really have anyone coaching you through something like that, and you're not playing games. In a year with no minor league baseball, how do you gauge day-to-day your progress? Like, do you feel like you're getting better? Do you ever question something like that?
I think for sure. I mean, when you don't play, a game for that long a time, you start to ask yourself, okay, like, where am I going to get the reps? Where am I going to get the lab at bats? You do the best you can with machine work and trying out different things, but it's definitely weird, and lucky to be back playing again.
So purely from a baseball perspective, what was it like this February and March getting back into a normal minor league spring camp?
Honestly, it felt pretty normal. I was joking with my wife. She had asked me after my first spring training game, she was like, how was it? And I was like, that was really fun. And she was like, are you being sarcastic? And I was like, no, like, I hadn't played in a while. It was just fun to be out there again. But, no, I felt normal. It really did. Seeing all the old teammates and just interacting again was fun.
Connor Kizer is our guest, former Vandy shortstop and now in the minor leagues with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Coming out of that spring training, you were part of a very interesting and another new experience in this pro baseball structure. You were in the Pirates' April alternate site camp for the first couple of weeks in Pittsburgh. Were you a little bit surprised that you were included in that group as someone who had never played above A-ball?
Maybe a little bit. Probably a little bit, but, once I got up there, it felt normal and, I was just ready to go, ready to compete. I didn't really look too much further than that. So,
last year, every team had an alternate site that went the full season. You were not a part of that group for the Pirates. This year, you were a part of the first month alternate site. What are the day-to-day activities like with that, and just what did you take away from those couple weeks you were there?
I think with the Pirates, we had a little bit of a unique experience, at least for the couple weeks I was there. Our locker room was at Heinz Field, so we would change and do, all our pre-work and stuff over there. And then we would head over to University of Pitt and do all our baseball activity over there. So, we didn't have a home field where we, we change and then, we do our early work in the cages or for pitchers, go throw or whatever. So we're kind of back and forth. It was a lot of fun. I enjoyed seeing the city and everything like that. So that was cool.
I guess then you weren't taking grounders at midfield at the Steelers Stadium, just changing over at Heinz?
That's it, man. We got to see the field, but that's about it.
That would have been fun. Hey, we're talking to Connor Kizer, Pirates minor leaguer, former Vandy shortstop. And now coming out of that, you find out that you're going to AAA. How do you get told that that's happening, and how are assignments explained at this point in the minor league structure in general?
I think unique to this camp, there's a lot of competition. One with the, with minor league baseball getting rid of levels and teams. So we knew going in there's going to be a lot of competition. I mean, guys hadn't played in a year, like you said. So teams really, no one really knew where they were going until the last day of camp. That's kind of when we all found out. So some guys had an idea, but most guys didn't really know how everything was going to fizzle out. So, it sort of happened very quickly, and guys had to scramble and pack and kind of figure out how they're going to get to certain spots. So it's been a long couple days, I guess.
Before COVID, your last season, 2019, was spent entirely with the Greensboro Grasshoppers, who are Class A. So you are skipping two full levels, and obviously there's a year of no baseball in there. But that's a big deal for you, right, to make a jump like that?
Yeah, for sure. Especially with the last year. You don't really know what to expect. You're just kind of going out there and competing. And, wherever they want you to be, that's where you're going to go. So, definitely a unique part of this year.
When you're told, hey, Connor, we're starting you in AAA this season, are you also given kind of individual goals or expectations from them, or just a general, hey, this is what we want to see from you?
Not too much. Really, the dialogue is just go out there and compete. Not to put too many bars or goals on yourself. Just go out there and compete and, stay in the present and just try to control what you can control in each moment.
While the entire structure of professional and minor league baseball changes, the organization that you've been in since the 2018 draft has also almost entirely changed leadership from general manager down in the front office. What's that been like from your point of view in the Pirates org?
Yeah, it's been different. A lot of new faces, you know, meeting a lot of new people and trying to think. There's been, yeah, with the front office, there's been a lot of different changes. So I would say the coaching staff that I've been a part of has mainly been intact. So, I see those guys all the time, but, meeting new front office members has been cool and kind of seeing their spin on things and what they want to do, you know, right now and with the future has been pretty cool. So I guess we'll see what happens and, looking forward to it.
Talking to Connor Kizer here on the Anchor Down podcast, former Vandy shortstop from 2016 to 2018 and now in the minors with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Connor, with everything we've talked about taken into account, what are your goals getting back to baseball this season and finally playing in a freaking game next week?
Yeah, one, I think super excited just to play again. And I think for me, just being healthy, being on the field, that's kind of the main thing for me. And I feel like if I take care of that, you know, my mind will kind of be at peace and I'll be able to play the game freely. And, I think just excitement and just ready to get going.
And last thing for you, a fun one to finish on. I don't even know how you are involved in this company, but I know that you are involved with Golden Belt Beef. Can you fill everybody in, including myself, who's in the dark, on what Golden Belt Beef is selling steaks out of Kansas?
Yeah, so my mom's dad, he started a cattle feed yard out in western Kansas.
Wow.
And my dad ended up sort of taking it over a few years ago. And he decided that he wanted to do a kind of a market, a beef market in Kansas City, Kansas, Overland Park to be exact. And that's how Golden Belt Beef established itself, and I think it's been running for about 2 years now. We're coming up on 2 years, and so yeah, that's kind of where it came from and how it started. So it's been good. It's been really good, and luckily Vanderbilt baseball has sort of, I guess, gotten introduced to the product and they like it, and they have a few of the snacks and stuff over at the facility, so that's been kind of cool.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, I'll get my hands on some of that for sure. Connor, thanks so much for doing this, and we will be following all the way. By the way, if you're still with Indy coming up in early June, you'll be back here in Nashville. Have you been looking at the schedule at all, or is that too far away?
So I looked at it briefly, but I didn't look at it too far, but I did not know that. That'll be cool.
Yeah, I believe it's the week, just because I measure time in college baseball schedules, the week between regionals and supers. And it's a six-game series, Tuesday, June 8th through Sunday, June 13th. So if minor league baseball is still going, then I know we can't plan too far in advance, but hoping to see you play then.
No doubt. That'd be sweet.
Well, thanks again for doing this, Connor, and we'll be following.
Yep, thanks for having me, Max.
That's former Vanderbilt shortstop Connor Kizer starting the year in AAA ball in Indy with the Indianapolis Indians, a Pittsburgh Pirates affiliate. We will be following Connor up there and hoping to see him the second week of June here in Nashville playing against the Sounds if everybody remains in the same place and games are still going next month as minor league baseball finally gets back in business. Our second Vanderbilt baseball alum turned minor leaguer interview as minor league baseball gets back in action this week with the new realigned four-level structure is Justin Wilson. Local player, went to Oakland High School, is from Murfreesboro. He played on Vanderbilt's team for 2 years after transferring in from Vol State as a junior college player. He will tell us about how he got to Vandy from JUCO ball in the summer of 2016. He was rehabbing Tommy John surgery and did not play for the Commodores in 2017. In 2018, he pitched in 7 games for Vandy. So while he is, without a doubt, the least known Commodore of the four that we talked to today, he is rapidly ascending in the Yankees minor league ladder, after getting picked in the 23rd round following that 2018 season. He pitched in the Appy League in rookie ball in that year of his draft for the Yankees in Pulaski. And then in 2019, after a stay in extended spring training, he pitched in the short season New York Penn League and was very good for the Staten Island Yankees. His first full season assignment, high A ball in the new minor league ladder. Justin Wilson here on the Anchor Down podcast. Justin, thanks so much for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Happy to be here.
What was it like finally getting back to baseball and being in minor league spring training this last month?
Man, it was unreal. 18 months of no game, doing the same thing, training the same way. It was so relaxing to finally step on the field and calm the nerves and excitement you have just driving down and getting ready to play again for the first time.
This is a weird way to phrase it, but how poorly timed was the canceled season for you coming off your first full year of pro ball when you pitched really well?
Yeah, man, I was coming off a really good year, and I was actually already down in Tampa training for about a month, throwing the ball well already, and was really excited. And then all of a sudden, we got sent home 3 days before minor league camp started, and it was kind of a bummer. You just kind of didn't really hear anything. No one knew anything, and really disappointing when coming off a good year.
What was that 2019 season like for you, pitching in the Penn League after being in extended spring for a little while?
Man, I really kind of found myself. I showed signs of it at school at Vandy, and then really came into the year and started clicking, and velo ticked up a little bit, and command ticked up. So it was really fun to start pitching well.
Talking to Justin Wilson, former Vanderbilt pitcher, now a minor leaguer in the Yankees organization, here on the Anchor Down podcast. Justin, your Vandy journey is pretty crazy. You were one of three JUCO commits that Tim Corbin secured heading into the 2016-17 school year. You were a catcher at Vol State, and then you had Tommy John surgery. Just give us kind of your full journey of how you got to Vanderbilt, if you could, please.
Yeah, I went to JUCO as a catcher, hopped on the mound, and they were like, hey, you're throwing pretty hard, so we're going to stick you there. And about 14 games into the year for my UCL JUCO, but Coach Brown and Corbs, they're awesome, and they said your scholarship's still here. So came to Vandy, and that first year I was still rehabbing my UCL. And then my second year, which was my draft year, was actually my first year ever pitching. As you can imagine, it was up and down.
Yeah.
And my elbow still wasn't really healthy, which kind of led to the decision to go to pro ball and get some help with my elbow and get the offseason to rest.
How closely did you consider coming back to Vandy for 2019 after the Yankees took you in the 23rd round?
I mean, it was a tough decision. I thought I was coming back, and I went to summer ball and threw a few outings and realized my arm just wasn't there to compete in the fall again at school. I wish I could have went back to school, but health-wise, I needed to get to pro ball and let the doctors look at it, and I took an off-season off and actually just focused on my health, and it paid off. But I wish I could have came back, but it unfortunately didn't work out like that.
Talking to Justin Wilson, pitched for Vandy Baseball in 2017 and 18, now in A-ball with the New York Yankees. And Justin, you mentioned that 2018 summer when you went up to the Northwoods League for a little bit for summer ball, then ended up signing. It was really a full year between then and when you really felt your best in minor league games for the first time. How did you get to that point?
I had three injections into my elbow in the off season, about 5 months off of throwing. Was going into my spring training, first spring training, not really knowing what to think. Not at all. Hadn't stepped on the mound in a while, and my first outing, I threw the hardest I've ever thrown. I was throwing the ball in the strike zone, and Everything started to click now that I got healthy.
So what's it like then going to a short season affiliate where the majority on the guys on that team have either just been drafted or are Latin American signees, and here you are having been drafted a year ago and older than most of those guys?
Yeah, it was obviously it was like you don't want to be there, but at the same time you can't control it at all, so you just kind of got to go out and do your job, and I feel like I proved myself, and the Yankees told me, hey, we're not worried about you moving up this year. We just want you to get a full season of pitch your first year. And it actually ended up working out great. I didn't really have any pressure on me. I settled in, learned how to actually pitch. It actually really benefited me. And looking at this year, I mean, I'm way better than I was 2 years ago, and it really helped.
We're talking to Murfreesboro and Oakland High School Zone former Vanderbilt pitcher Justin Wilson here on the Anchor Down podcast. Second most famous Justin Wilson pitching in the Yankees organization, by the way. So, Justin, with that year off last year, what are you doing to just kind of keep your pitching regimen up? How much were you throwing and where were you throwing?
I was lucky enough to being a Nashville native. I stayed in Nashville Murfreesboro native, close enough. My agency has actually opened up a facility downtown Nashville, and I was able to work out there and throw there, and it actually ended up great. Did some lessons, so that long off season, long year and a half actually worked out pretty good for me.
Do you think it was maybe easier for minor league pitchers to stay in game shape than minor league hitters and position players through all this?
Yeah, for sure. We're kind of seeing that. We kind of saw that the first 2 weeks of spring training. Pitchers were fresh. Everyone was throwing hard as they have. And it kind of took a little bit for the hitters to get in rhythm. I mean, you can only face so many guys in the offseason. But it took them 2 or 3 weeks to get ready and getting their timing down. But everyone's kind of in the zone now.
Talking to Justin Wilson, formerly of Vandy Baseball, here on the Anchor Down podcast, now pitching in the Yankees organization. Justin, you're on the road right now. Your season will start next week in high A ball for the Hudson Valley Renegades, who are now the Yankees' third affiliate rung down on the ladder in the new minor league baseball structure. How did they tell you that you were getting that assignment, and what do you think of that assignment?
Actually, I just got done with one of the minor league games here. Through an inning, and then we checked our phone, and we had a teamwork message saying where we were assigned to, and then we had a exit meeting telling us when our flights were, or if we're driving, like where to be. So just found that out about 30 minutes ago.
Wow.
And I'm looking forward to it. As the Yankees are stacked in pitching, we have a good number of guys up there that serve the ball really well, so I'm excited. We're going to have a pretty good staff. I think we have 7 or 8 guys up to 100. So our high A staff is going to be pretty legit.
Yeah, that
be exciting.
That will play in high A ball, 7 guys who throw 100. Are you one of those 7?
I have been up to 100 this spring.
Let's
go.
That's pretty impressive. Justin Wilson here of Vandy Baseball. As you just said, he's going to the Hudson Valley Renegades to play some A ball. I really hope you talked to your parents and your brother and some coaches before you called into the podcast if you really only found out 30 minutes ago.
Yeah, for sure. I called my mom and my dad and my agent the first time, and then got in the car and got.
Okay, good. As long as your first call wasn't to the podcast, that's all that matters. We don't want to steal the thunder of any of that. That's great. So as you attack this early minor league season, finally get back into gameplay, what are kind of your short-term and long-term goals for this season or even the next year?
I mean, you don't like to think about things like in the future, but with that being said, it is my Rule 5 draft year. So, I mean, best case is pitch well and see what happens with that. I mean, as you know, looking too much ahead can get you in trouble. So just going to try to take a one out at a time and attack the zone and get people out.
As someone who is on the newer side to minor league baseball and also didn't pitch a ton really at beyond the high school level outside of junior college, What do you think about the new structure of minor league baseball and how it can and has helped you so far?
Yeah, I like it. I think it sucks for people losing their jobs going forward, but the cutting of minor league teams, in my opinion, was kind of good because those short season teams, you had some guys that were older that were just kind of hanging around and roster fillers. Now the talent everywhere you look is, I mean, it's impressive. Minor league baseball is going to be really good quality this year, especially with guys coming off training just for 18 months and really coming into spring training looking really well.
Well, Justin, thanks so much for doing this. Congrats on the fresh assignment. Drive safe, and we're looking forward to following you and watching a little this year.
Yeah, thanks, Max. I appreciate it.
That's former Vanderbilt pitcher and Yankees prospect Justin Wilson, who will be playing for the Hudson Valley Renegades, the new high A affiliate of the Yankees in New York. Lots of interesting stuff from Justin talking about transferring into Vanderbilt, his long-term outlook on his minor league career with Rule 5 looming in the future. And how about the fact I didn't even realize I was interviewing him literally right after he found out where he was going? But I'm glad the man called his family before calling into the Anchor Down podcast. That would not have been what I wanted here on the show. Our third guest here on the Vanderbilt Baseball Minor League Look Around edition of the Anchor Down podcast is former Vandy right fielder Rhett Wiseman. Rhett was on the Commodores from 2013 to 2015. He was a part of the 2014 National Championship team and the 2015 runner-up team as a sophomore and a junior. 103rd overall pick of the Nationals in that 2015 draft, as Rhett went in the third round, and he's reporting back to the same place he played in 2019, the AA Harrisburg Senators, one of the Nationals' affiliates. And as you will hear Rhett talk about, the first three teams he played for in the Nationals organization are all casualties of the minor league realignment. Another point of view on the changes, a man who, if they had played in 2020, would be going into his seventh minor league season. One of Vanderbilt's all-time fan favorites of the Tim Corbin era, Rhett Wiseman on the Anchor Down podcast. Rhett Wiseman, like just about everybody we're going to talk to today, in the car, the life of a minor league ball player. Rhett, great to talk to you. Thanks for doing this.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Max. Happy to be here.
You and I talked on one of the SEC Network Plus broadcasts back in February just about what this last year with no minor league ball has been like for you after you'd played 4.5 minor league seasons already going into 2020. What's it been like now finally getting back into it and knowing that a season starts next week?
Oh, man. Well, I got to be honest with you, Max. You know, I was able to really stay in shape over kind of this off period that we've had. The Nashville Sounds opened up everything to some pro guys that were living in Nashville. They were first class all the way, and, you know, I can't thank them enough for really opening up the field, the cages, everything to us. We were able to have, you know, somewhat of sandlot games there with all the pro guys that were living in Nashville, which was tough because, you know, we've been going to Vanderbilt so long, and you know, Vandy was really shut down, and you know, the Sounds came in and saved the day. So I was able to stay in baseball shape along with some of the other guys that were in Nashville during the quarantine and during the winter and fall. And even despite all of the training that I've done and the pitching that I've seen and all the work that I was able to get in, there's still really nothing that replicates playing the game with umpires, with managers, with coaches, and with, you know, we had, you know, scouts in the stands down in spring training. We had players who weren't playing in the games in the stands. And that game speed is tough to replicate. So it definitely took me some time to kind of get my body and my mind back into kind of high-level, fast-paced baseball.
All things considered with the layoff, do you feel like your spring training was as close to normal as it could have been?
You know, spring training is kind of a weird thing because normally speaking, it's kind of a bittersweet because you know you're going to spring training, the season's right around the corner. But at the same time, spring training is grueling. You know, one of the biggest achievements of spring training is getting through spring training without getting hurt. there are a lot of guys that go down in spring training just because it's a lot. You know, you're at the stadium usually every day at 6:30. You're eating breakfast there. You got a lift in the morning, and you're on the field at 7:30 in the morning usually. You work out from 7:30 in the morning until 12 o'clock, which is a long day, 4.5 hours on the field, and then you got a 30-minute lunch, and then you're back out on the field at 1 for a full 9-inning game with other things mixed in, usually a bunt play at the end of every inning or a first and third defense. You know, basically what I'm saying is you're on your feet for sometimes 10, 11 hours a day. So it's usually a pretty rude awakening. And the way that this 2021 spring training was built, it is very different. It was very different in the sense that the numbers had to be a lot smaller, so people had to come in at different times. We were completely staggered. They didn't want you hanging around the facilities at all, so you get in, you know, right before you have to be there, and you get out as soon as you're done. It was way less of a workload than any other year. It was, you know, much more quality over quantity. And I have to say the Nationals did a great job of getting guys in and getting guys out, getting people the work they needed and getting them out in a fairly short time frame.
Talking with Rhett Wiseman, former Vandy outfielder and national champion, now with the Washington Nationals organization here on the Anchor Down podcast. Rhett, you're one of the more experienced players in a minor league camp, I'd imagine. Does that change your role at all?
You know, the way that it was set up, Max, I would say normally, yes. Normally, kind of the older guys are the ones that kind of set the pace, set the tone. And what I mean by that is, a lot of times you'll have young guys at camp who show up at their first spring training. You know, they're really trying to make a team. They're really busting it. And they're playing with their hair on fire. And, you know, in a very different world than college baseball, that's not really how you train all the time in pro ball, right? I'm going to compare it to a Vanderbilt where, you know, every single day, those guys are battling for a spot when they show up. A lot of times in a professional game, guys already have teams they're going to. Now, whether they tell you that early or tell you that on the last day of camp, the front office already knows where you're going.
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't that, you know, drive and hunger and, you know, pressure every single day. Another part of that is it's a marathon. It's not a sprint, meaning it's a 140-game season usually. This year it's 120 games. College is usually less than half of that. This year, you know, college is 60, so it is exactly half of 120. So it's a much longer season. So it's so important to pace it to where you're not blowing yourself out in camp. You're not hurting yourself in camp. So usually the role of the veteran guys in a spring training is to say, hey, listen, young guys, relax, take care of your bodies. You know, there's no reason to, you know, go second to home on a base hit and barrel the catcher. You know, there's no reason to, you know, blow it out for no reason. This is for you guys, you know, this is to feel good going into a season. It's to get you primed and ready to go. But I will say, Max, unlike every other season, that really wasn't the case this year because everybody was so segregated as far as their, you know, their experience. I never really saw any of the young guys. So the way it was for older guys was we'd get in there every day around 7 a.m., breakfast at 7:30, on the field at 8:30, done with all of our work by 11, stretch, throw, game at noon, you know, against each other. So we only played three other, we only played three games against other teams. We played the Marlins once, we played the Astros once, and we played the Mets once.
Wow.
So it was a lot of inter-squad stuff. They didn't want a lot of commingling with other players and other teams. We had a pretty strict regimen as far as rules went, as far as, you know, rules off the field, rules at the field. So, you know, it was a very peculiar and different spring training.
Talking to Rhett Wiseman, who played right field for Vandy from 2013 to 2015, now with the Washington Nationals organization. Rhett, what do you think is good and what do you think is bad about the new minor league baseball alignment?
Well, Max, you know, I think it's bad that I had to play in all of those bad places that no longer exist. And now all those new guys get all these brand new beautiful parks. No, I'm just kidding. I think the alignment is good. I think that for the most part, these leagues, these new leagues that were created, you know, what they did was they basically took all these teams from all over the place, cut out the fat, trimmed the ones that they didn't think fit the mold for minor league baseball, and condensed those leagues to make travel make more sense. And I'm all for that. You know, I've played in a lot of these leagues that have been condensed. I don't know if I'm proud or not proud to say that every single one of the teams I've played at before 2019 have been canceled. They've all been eliminated. So, you know, it's good for new players because they don't have to, you know, go through the grueling schedule that I did, that we did, of playing, you know, a doubleheader in Rome, Georgia, starting at 2 o'clock in the afternoon that ends at, you know, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. By the time you shower and get out of there, you're on the road at 1 a.m. and then have a 2 o'clock game back in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Sheesh.
Which is 12 hours away. So, you know, there was a lot of it that didn't make sense. So I think the realignment is a good thing for minor league baseball.
Talking to Rhett Wiseman here on the Anchor Down podcast. All right, those teams that you played on that are gone now, the Auburn Double Days, the Hagerstown Suns, and the Potomac Nationals are all gone. But this year you are back with the Harrisburg Senators, where you played 105 games 2 years ago in Double A. How important is it for you this year to be going somewhere where you're comfortable and where you already have a full season under your belt?
You know, I think that plays a big part of it. You know, there's no stadiums this year. There's no away field that I'll go to and not, you know, remember. I think that definitely adds a little comfortability to the whole thing. You know, and there are places that I have confidence playing in this league. I have confidence playing at home. I have a routine that I can easily fall into because I've already done it, you know, at home, at some of these places on the road. There's less questions. It's less mental, you know, processing. It's less hoops to jump through in my mind of, okay, what's my routine going to be? What restaurants am I going to be able to eat at before I go to the field? What's the cage look like? Am I going to be able to get the work I need to get in? How does the field play? You know what I mean? So I think you definitely have an advantage going back and playing, you know, a sophomore season in some of these places. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting back to Harrisburg, which is a very hitter-friendly park, and I'm excited for it.
What are your goals for this season?
You know, Max, just like the goal for every season, it's to win a championship. And, you know, now that there is no championship, there is no playoffs in AA in the Eastern League. I don't even know if that's what it's called anymore, so forgive me if it's not the Eastern League anymore.
The AA Northeast, I believe. Very exciting name.
Okay. So, right. So there is no playoffs in the AA Northeast. So I'm just hoping to help the team win enough games to secure a regular season championship, you know, and I guess that is what the championship is. Maybe we'll get rings for winning the division.
That's great. Rhett Wiseman, headed back to the HBG. Looking forward to following you all year, Rhett. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, of course, Max, anytime.
The great Rhett Wiseman here on the Anchor Down podcast on 102.5 The Game. Rest in peace to the New York Penn League's Auburn Double Days, the Sally League's Hagerstown Suns, and the Carolina League's Potomac Nationals, the Peanuts. All gone. So Rhett will be going back to Harrisburg, where you heard the value of him returning to where he played 2 years ago. He certainly thinks that'll help him. But he can't return to anywhere else he played, because all three of those teams are now defunct. Again, minor league baseball compressing, lost three levels, and a lot of teams and players along the way, and a lot of small towns have lost teams as well. One of the players who was in the minors in 2019 and is not this year is Vanderbilt's all-time leader in pitcher wins. Patrick Raby was in the Vanderbilt rotation for four seasons from 2016 to 2019 and was a senior on the most recent national championship team. He was drafted by the Reds in the 17th round after that 2019 season, pitched in 17 games 2 years ago after being drafted in the Appalachian League for Greenville, and then in the Pioneer League for Billings up in Montana. Those two leagues, let alone the teams, those two leagues are both now gone. Raby made the decision about half a year ago to retire from baseball. He was not squeezed out necessarily by the realignment, but made the decision to retire after COVID. And we'll explain why in his own words here. Patrick Raby, former Vanderbilt pitcher, here on the Anchor Down podcast. Patrick Raby, so great to talk to you. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, of course, Max. Thank you for having me on.
From both a baseball and a life perspective, what have these last 14 months been like for you?
All over the place, honestly. it couldn't be any crazier for, you know, either side of it, just because, you know, last year was getting ready to go out to spring training out in Arizona and ramping it up and excited to get back at it. And then COVID hits and kind of shuts your whole world down for a little bit. And, you know, you're looking at it from a perspective of, well, I got to stay ready. You never know. Like, I remember thinking, like, oh, it'll be like a month or two and we'll be back out there. And, you know, a year later, and it's like, well, it never happened. So it was, I mean, it's about as crazy as you can get, as I, you know, I would think everybody knows now, but definitely different.
So how do you go from getting ready for spring training in 2020 to being out of pro baseball here in 2021, and what went into that decision?
So when we got sent home, I came back here to Nashville because my girlfriend's family is from Hendersonville. So we were living in Hendersonville, and I was doing my training, you know, the weightlifting and throwing and everything. And, I mean, it was a lot of ramping up for, you know, different reasons of being staying, trying to stay prepared for just in case there was a season. And then once that got called off, it was, well, build up for the next season. And, I mean, the way the baseball's evolving, everybody's throwing harder. And, you know, for all the Vandy fans that listen to this, I mean, they know, if they know me well enough, you know, I wasn't the hardest thrown guy on the field ever. So that was kind of what I was trying to work on, and trying to get my arm in good shape and everything. And at one point, it was almost like it felt like a dead arm, which I've had multiple times over my career. And it was just kind of like a big step. And me kind of realizing, like, you know, it's not easy. It seemed like my body was going, my body was always trying to fight to keep up with everybody else. And my arm health was, it always never felt the greatest. So it was just kind of one of those things, like, do I keep trying at it, or do I, you know, go a different route and try to start making more money now, you know, because as a minor league salary, you know, it's not very much. And, you know, I have more than just myself to think of, too. So it was just one of those things that, like, I've been thinking about it for a long time, and I just finally thought it was the right time, and just kind of, it was one of those, like, I thought about it for a long time, and I was like, I need to make a decision so I don't prolong it any longer. And I think right after the New Year is when I came up with the decision, and, you know, everybody with the Reds was so great and so accepting of it, too. That's the amazing thing. You know, you'd never really think that it would go down like that, but it did. And, you know, I'm really grateful of them. But, yeah, it was just a lot of stuff at once and try to, you know, like, it's hard. It's hard to come down and say it's time to end it, you know. Something I've been doing my whole life.
Talking with Patrick Raby, former Vanderbilt pitcher, here on the Anchor Down podcast. Patrick, who did you lean on in that decision, both on the family side and on the baseball side?
Well, I've, of course, had my family. Like, my parents were probably the biggest part of it. But it's kind of amazing. Is my 94-year-old grandma pretty much gave me the most direct and simple answer that anybody could give. You know, like, she was like, well, do you want to keep doing it? And I was like, not really anymore, because my love for the game as a baseball player had decreased greatly over the past year. And she was like, well, if you don't love it anymore, there's no point in wasting your time and wasting, you know, the Reds' time either. And I just thought that was such a simple but, like, the best answer that anybody gave me. I mean, I don't think I could have given that kind of answer to somebody else if they were asking me the same thing.
Wow. Shout out to Grandma Rabes for that one. That's big time. Patrick,
oh, yeah,
Patrick Raby's our guest, Vanderbilt pitcher and national champion from 2016 to 2019, now retired from the Reds org here on the Anchor Down podcast. So, Patrick, let's go back to that spring training that never happened that you were preparing for in 2020. What did you think about your pro ball career at that point after getting drafted in the 17th round the year prior and pitching in 17 games in both the Appy League and the Pioneer League in rookie ball?
I mean, different is, you know, going to be the most common word that I guess I could use between the experience with minor leagues and college, for sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the only way to describe it. You go from playing at the College World Series in front of thousands of people to going to Greenville, Tennessee, where we're playing at the field that Tusculum uses that for their home field, and you got couple hundred people there. I mean, it's way different. But it's kind of nice too, because it just, you can really focus in on the baseball aspect of it, and it kind of makes it feel like more of playing when you were like a kid, and just kind of like all the responsibilities and, like, I guess, like, the fans and stuff like that, like, it doesn't affect you as much. Like, you don't have people that are constantly on your butt on Twitter and stuff like that. Like, it's simplified, and there's definitely a lot of good that comes along with that. I didn't know what to expect. Luckily, though, like, I was familiar with the area out there in Arizona, because the Reds did fly us out for 2 weeks. Every first-year player that had an experience with spring training, they flew us out there. And for 2 weeks, we went through workouts, just a bunch of different stuff. So workouts, we even had Spanish classes. They took us on some fun stuff. Like, we did, like, soccer golf out on a golf course, like,
wow.
Different stuff. I can't say I'd ever want to do that again, because my leg kind of hurt after that, kicking the soccer ball so much. But, you know, it was a good time, and it was really helpful getting all the first year guys that didn't know what to expect with spring training something to expect. So, I think the Reds did a great job. I mean, I can't speak highly enough of the Reds organization enough, and but it was. And then you go out, and so we got out to spring training, and we do all our physicals, and all that good stuff, and I'm getting ready to pitch. I think we were out there 2 weeks, and the next, like the day that we pretty much got told that we were going home, I was supposed to pitch the next day to batters for the first time. So it was short-lived, that's for sure.
Wow. Talking with Patrick Raby from Vandy about his experience with the Reds last season. So, Patrick, I mean, if we take out the time factor of this, that it had been a whole year since anyone in the minors had played a game, did the minor league realignment and crunching down the levels of minor league baseball and the number of players involved play a role in your decision in any way?
Not really. That didn't really cross my mind, even though I think it's a good thing. You know, not saying that you shouldn't give a lot of the guys opportunities to play in pro ball, because there are a lot of guys that will end up surprising you and end up making it to the big leagues that you never think would. But I think that's a good thing for, I think that's a good thing for Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball, just kind of narrow down how many people that you can have, just so the competition's not as stiff. Like that was, I would think that's a, to me, I think that was a very intimidating thing, was just like, well, I mean, I have to go out and compete and do my best so that I can eventually get called up to the next level, whatever level that was. And, you know, you got so other many guys that are doing the same thing. It's just, it almost feels like you're not going anywhere sometimes.
That's interesting. That's a really interesting way to look at it, and I definitely never would have thought about it that way. Patrick Raby's on the show, former Vanderbilt pitcher from 2016 to 2019. Pat, have you talked at all to Tim Corbin, either before or after you decided to retire?
I did. I have talked to him. I haven't seen him in person just because of all the COVID restrictions and stuff, and I need to make it out to a game here sometime soon. I think I'm actually going to come this weekend, hopefully.
Nice.
My parents are coming in, and we're going to go. Who are they playing? Alabama?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're going to try to make it out to one of the weekend games, and hopefully I get to see him and Brownie and everybody else. But I did let Brownie, Corbs, Hammer, all the guys know. I did send them a picture of a handwritten note, just because Corbs was always big on, you know, like communications through a text isn't personalized at all, but if you write a handwritten note, you know, that's your handwriting, that is definitely more personal than just them in the text, especially with like a big decision like that. I mean, I wasn't going to call them or anything, just because I know how busy they are, and I didn't want to bother him, even though I know he'd say it's not a bother. But I just sent him a picture of the handwritten letter that I wrote to him, and thanking him for everything that, you know, him and Brownie both did for me, and Hammer, and everyone. It was, you know, I just wanted to let him know that, like, their investment in me was coming to an end pretty much, and just wanted to be thankful for him, so.
Wow, that's special right there. And we know Tim Corbin loves those handwritten notes too. So I think you hit the nail on the head.
he definitely does.
Patrick Raby's on the podcast with us. What sticks with you the most as we now get 2 years out from the national title from your 4-year Vanderbilt career?
I probably say the dog pile, just because, like, I think as in high school, I would say, like, you dogpile for more stuff in high school, like some teams do for district championships, regionals, and state championships. And luckily, I was able to do that at the high school level. But doing it on a national level was just even that more special. And knowing that I was doing it with a bunch of the guys that, you know, have been my best friends for 4 years, I think that's a really extra special thing that sticks with me too, was having that a lot of the senior class back for that year and us doing what we did, and that definitely makes it the most special.
Last thing for you, in a post-baseball world for you, what do you think the immediate future holds, both work-wise and personally?
So right now I am working for an insulation company here in Nashville, learning to estimate and do a bunch of the jobs that are given to me and commercial-wise, but pretty much learning to do that. I've been doing it for a little over 6 months now, and hopefully this sticks for a little while, but I think that's the immediate plan.
That's great. Patrick Raby, thanks so much for doing this. And I know everybody out there, Vandy baseball fans everywhere, have your back in whatever you're doing and really appreciate you going in depth on all this stuff. This is an interesting process that's affecting a lot of different players in a lot of different ways. So thank you.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for asking me all the hard questions. Thanks. I tried my best.
Big, big thank you to Patrick Raby for coming on and talking about his decision to retire from professional baseball. He did it on his own terms. I think that's the most important thing. He was not cut by the Reds as part of the minor league realignment. He decided, my time's up. I'm going to retire from baseball. And as you heard, he's happy with his decision. He's happy with what he's doing. And I can't thank him enough for coming on and talking about a very personal and big life choice. So thank you to Patrick, who I think, honestly, I've interviewed as much as any Vanderbilt baseball player I've covered over the last 8 years with how big of a figure he was in all four of the Vandy teams he was a part of from 2016 to 2019. He's always been nothing but gracious to me, so I felt no hesitancy asking him to talk about the end of his baseball career, and he was great, as you heard. How about the handwritten note, too? Those of you who have gotten to know Tim Corbin, who have had the pleasure of meeting him, many have received a handwritten note or a picture of a handwritten note. So Patrick Raby, ever the program guy, knows what to send back the other way, and a pretty touching moment, I'm sure, too, for everybody involved. Tim Corbin, Scott Brown, Chris Hamm, the strength coach, the other name, who Patrick Raby shouted out there, who plays such a big role, especially on the pitching side for Vanderbilt in terms of arm care and strength development for everybody on the team, not just pitchers, of course. But the pitchers form a very close bond with him. He's the bullpen coach. He's the coach that's in the bullpen during games, and glad to hear him get a shout-out in there as well. Well, this was interesting. I hope you learned a lot from this. I certainly did. If nothing else, I learned a lot, selfishly. This was cool. Thank you to all four of these guys for taking the time to talk about where they stand in the new minor league ladder. Connor Kizer, former Vandy shortstop, jumping two levels from A-ball to AAA. Rhett Wiseman returning to a comfortable spot in AA Harrisburg. Justin Wilson going from short season ball to high A for the Yankees, thrown in the mid to high 90s. And then at the end, Patrick Raby out of the game, but as you heard, certainly happy with what he was able to accomplish. You can subscribe to the Anchor Down podcast for free and listen to any episode anytime, including weekly and twice weekly Vanderbilt baseball content, by searching the Anchor Down podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher. We will be back later this week. Not sure if we'll have a player interview because exams are still going on, but we'll look ahead to the Alabama series and recap the game that, as I talk here on Monday, April the 3rd, is coming up in about 24 hours on the road, another top 10 matchup against Louisville. And I'll leave you with this, a bit of childlike hope and wonder from me. Luke Smith. Yeah, you heard of him. Vanderbilt's old nemesis from the 2019 College World Series, Louisville pitcher. He's been the Sunday starter this year, so he pitched 2 days ago, heading into this Vanderbilt game. He pitched on Sunday. He only got three outs against Clemson. Didn't get an out in the second inning. Went one plus. Allowed seven runs. And he only threw 40 pitches. Could there possibly be any chance that he comes back with 1 day of rest to pitch for any amount of time in this game against Vanderbilt? 2 days later, I have no idea. This is pure speculation. But he only threw 40 pitches. So let's see him. I don't think there's anyone in the baseball world who doesn't want Luke Smith to pitch against Vanderbilt. So we'll leave you with that thought. Support minor league baseball this season. Please, please, please. I'm looking forward to going to some Sounds games this year, hopefully to see Connor Kizer and some other Pirates prospects. Pittsburgh is my hometown team. So looking forward to the Sounds finally being with the teams that they should be with geographically and hosting, amongst many others, the Indy Indians and hopefully Connor Kizer too, the second week of June. We'll be following all these Vanderbilt baseball minor leaguers all across the country this season, with a special thanks to the guys who joined us today. You've been anchoring down and listening up to the Anchor Down podcast with me, Max Herz, on ESPN 102.5 The Game.